Pola started by my maternal grandfather in 1926. Back then is the Gatsby era, right? So cafes were in the in thing. So he decided, why not open a Western style cafe? That attracted a lot of attention and the business was good. 1986. That was when the building that Pola was in was acquired by the government for redevelopment. So we had to vacate. When we relaunched the business as Pola Puffs and Cakes, managed by my aunties and uncles, we decided to go on a kiosk model at One Raffles Place. It grew from there, one, two, three, and then today it's 37 outlets. We also serve 200 sales touch points. When my grandfather first opened and the family itself, I don't think they dreamt of it being so big as of today. I think they were contented with what they have, which is a very successful cafe, and it was enough to provide for the family. We have a lot of workers who've been with us a long time. So we have those that are with us for 10 years, 20, 30, 40, back in the good old Pola Cafe days. Being 100 years old does help our branding very much. But long-term wise, there is a limit to what we can do in Singapore, obviously because of the very high rentals, the manpower costs. So if you really want to grow, you have to go regional. As a company that's grow slow and steady, we have to keep up with the times, as you said. Recently, we have been more focused on what are the products that you can add. For each round of R&D, maybe there are 4 to 5 products. If we are lucky, then just one round, one in five. But sometimes it'll take maybe 5 rounds, so that will be one in 25 products. But sometimes it never happens, so we get zero. Because what's the point of putting our product if it doesn't work? We have to make what we have gone into successful.